بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوفي بأهدكم وإياي فارهبون. In the beginning of the Quran Sharif Surah Fatiha, Allah taught us the praises of Allah Ta'ala, and that is the best way and the only way to get the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And after that, Allah taught us the greatest thing, to beg of Allah for the straight path, that Allah must show us the straight path that leads towards Allah Ta'ala. And particularly in that straight path is the path of those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed and honored, the righteous and the pious. And then Allah specifically mentioned not غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِينَ, not those who have gone astray and those on whom the curses of Allah Ta'ala are, which refers to the Jews and the Christians. So particularly we should be keeping away from all the ways of the Jews and the Christians, the non-believers. And then Allah Ta'ala explained who the believers are at the beginning of Alif Lam Mim, that the true believers who they are, and then the open kafirs who they are, and then all the munafiqeen at length Allah Ta'ala discussed, because that was very, very important. And then Allah declared that He has created us for His worship to acquire taqwa. And then the truthfulness of the Quran, the authenticity of the Quran was discussed. And then the purpose of the creation of man, that Allah has created us, we should only worship Him. And then the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and the details of that, of which very important, valuable points ulama have extracted, and which were discussed briefly. Then after the first quarter now, we are going into the second quarter. From year one, Supara, that is till the end of the first quarter of Sayyakul, Allah Ta'ala is discussing the Ahle Kitab, and particularly the Jews, the various aspects, how they wronged Allah Ta'ala, how they did wrong to themselves, how they were with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. And all this Allah has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, that these same faults which were in them must not come into us. Allah has discussed them so that we take a lesson. So for one supara, Allah Ta'ala has discussed primarily with few other subjects also, but the Bani Israel and the wrongs that they have done. Then from there, Lays al-Birra, the second quarter of Sayyakul, for about another one and quarter supara, till the end of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala has discussed all various ahkamat, laws which pertain to this ummah. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, O the children of Israel. Israel is another name for Yaqub alayhi salam, the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, who are generally known as the Bani Israel, the Jews. اذكروا نعمتي التي انعمت عليكم, یاد کرو میرے وہ احسان جو میں نے تم پر کیے. Always remember, refresh in your mind, think of that, my favors, نعمتي, my نعمتs which I have blessed you with, and I have given you my نعمتs. So that is a very important aspect for a person's life, to always think of the نعمتs of Allah Ta'ala, which if we have to think, we seldom think of them. As we are sitting here, so many ni'mats, that we are in the house of Allah, that we performed our fajr, that our bodies are in order, our families are in order, innumerable ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. This is the first command Allah Ta'ala gives, to remember all the ni'mats, the favors of Allah. Our nature, human being, by nature is, just one difficulty comes and he makes as though that is the only thing in his life, that problem all the time. And all the other ni'mats that Allah has blessed him with, he forgets them completely. We should remember those ni'mats. And then when we do remember those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, then we should fulfill the rights of Allah. وَأُوفُوا بِأَهْدِي اور تم پورا کرو میرا اقرار and complete and fulfill that agreement that I have made, that you have made with me. That is, whether it was in a list before Allah created us and brought us in this world, and Allah Ta'ala asked us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Rabb? That agreement we all said, Bala, which meant that we are the true slaves of Allah. Not only the servants of Allah, not only the bondsmen, but really complete slaves of Allah. More than what a human slave is to his human master, we are much more the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. And when you will do that, you will forgive, you will fulfill your part of the agreement. Ufi bi ahdikum, to me pura karu tumhara iqrar, and what I have promised to you, I will fulfill that. When we will do our job, then Allah, who is our not only boss, but Allah is our creator, is the controller of everything, He will fulfill all what He has promised us to do. And remember one very important thing, وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ, or مُجْهِي سَدَرُ, and fear no one else but me. We should only fear Allah. Only Allah has got full control over us. Any other person, how many instances we read where a person wanted to, a king, a ruler, how he wanted to harm somebody, but when Allah did not mean it, nothing happened to that person. For example, Fir'aun, how he actually wanted to get rid of Musa alayhi salam, but when Allah Ta'ala did not decree it, he could not harm him in the least. But though he was as a little baby, and a newborn baby, an infant, he was in the hands of Musa alayhi salam. Allah put it in the hands of Fir'aun. Allah put it in his heart also, this is the child you must kill. And in fact, Musa alayhi salam, as a little baby, slapped Musa, Fir'aun, in his face. And then he was convinced, this is the child that I have to kill. But instead of killing him, Allah made the arrangement, he paid for his upbringing. And he looked after him. So everything is in the hands of Allah. We don't have to fear anyone else. We must only fear Allah Ta'ala and know Allah alone is the controller of everything, and everything is fully and only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. This was that first command Allah gave the Bani Israel, and Allah mentions it in the Quran Sharif so that we also take lesson from that and we follow suit. May Allah give us tawfiq.